makes the world go round. Hi, and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures E. Jean Simpson Author Blog Post and Podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, thank you.
The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field. I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree with me or not, at least I hope I make you think. This week I write about some things I've noticed as a general trend. Is it good or bad? If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. I'd seen a post not very long ago that had some people suggesting that they were making money, which was, I think, posted to shut down some haters. I honestly didn't bother to listen to the video post. It confused me that this would be the main thing to impress upon people to try to show that they had worth. Not their worth as human beings, or in their content, or how they react to their followers, but their ability to make money on some forum. Now don't get me wrong, it is good to be able to make money. I don't question that. It wasn't based on jealousy for me either. I honestly don't make a cent from anything I do online, but if nothing else, I think my time spent is worthwhile. I'm not saying that to complain either. My husband's woodwork projects are the only thing that makes us any money as far as money goes. I think what confused me is why making money was seen to be the most important and first stated thing to their argument for worth, not their content, not what they did, which might have been covered in the video. That being the first thing they said more or less turned me off, so I didn't bother to keep looking. If it continued in that vein, I suspect it would have said something unhelpful. Some issues with everything in the world going on don't need to be examined thoroughly. Some things I want to know and others I'm willing to bypass. I saw a post not long ago and it made me think on a related aspect of the problem because it pointed out the issue quite well. It seems that when someone dislikes something about another person or a particular behavior, they tend to make it about the person and it gets to become a personal attack. They don't just describe the behavior they don't like. There is an important distinction here. When you make the attack on the person rather than on the behavior, it tends to drive people off. It tends to polarize people. It makes it less likely for people to want to have a discussion and more likely to just react. We focus on the person rather than a problem. I admit to a certain amount of naivete. I've refused to give that up. It's one of things that I can totally own, lets me sit on a swing in the screen tent, close my eyes when it's raining, and dream. It is the one thing I have that I can't and won't allow myself to lose. It is that which makes my love and respect for nature and for humans stay alive despite every reason to let it die a horrible, agonizing death by just looking at the news stories out there. It makes me consider what I want to address and what issues are worth fighting. Strangely, in this day and age, naivete seems to carry negative baggage. One of the definitions being a lack of experience of life, knowledge, or good judgment that makes you willing to believe that people always tell the truth. And I got a link in my podcast write-up and in my blog post to the Oxford Learner's Dictionary. Of course, I know that people don't always tell the truth, but naivete seems one of those words that many see filled with negativity, as in he, she, they, are, is, are so naive. When we look at what it takes to keep caring in a world seemingly gone mad, doesn't it seem to be what it takes? One has the choice either of retaining some naivete or descending into complete and utter madness. On the other side, there does seem to be a more positive aspect to the word in the same dictionary, which is the quality of being innocent and simple in character or behavior. Most people possibly prefer the term innocent to naive, yet it is the same state, just different words. What makes one word seem more negative than the other? As William Shakespeare is quoted with saying in Hamlet, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." At the same time, it likely makes you somewhat of a target for people who think they can manipulate you. As Anatole France is credited with saying, it is well for the heart to be naive and the mind not to be. So as much as I'm naive, I'm also distrustful of some things. So perhaps a way to survive is to know one thing and be able to feel another and bring the two together. This is the duality of my path and of life. Much like there is light and darkness, there is thinking and feeling, yin and yang, as part of the eternal struggle. As Amy Adams is credited with saying, I think a lot of times you don't pay enough attention to people with a positive attitude because we assume they are naive or stupid or unschooled. An unrelated quote gives the best answer to that. I remember Dolly Parton is quoted with saying, I'm not offended by all the dumb blonde jokes because I know I'm not dumb. I also know I'm not blonde. So at some point, you have to accept that not everyone is going to accept you for who you are. They're going to try to find problems or faults with you. Everyone has problems. You aren't immune to them by being naive. However, if you mix a little naivete with a little mindfulness, you may be able to make a change for someone, even if it's just for yourself. You may also help someone move forward and understand that they too have a little bit of charming naivete mixed with the understanding that the world is not entirely good, and at the same time, neither is it entirely bad. The universe creates balance, and we too have our place in this. If you want a better world, then you have to be the better world. If you want to see kindness in the world, then you have to be that kindness. Yes, there are those who will treat you like dirt, but you don't have to keep letting them mentally beat you up, nor do you have to keep them in your life. The better world will not come out of the clouds, it comes out of you and each of us. We are the creator of our future. You can manifest what it is that you want, even if it is only in your little corner. If you manage well with that little spark of innocence, then don't let people tell you it isn't good enough. Find some like-minded people or some way to feed your soul. You don't have to be perfect, as there isn't any such thing as a perfect person. Even Mary Poppins had her weak points, which they glossed over. All you need to be is human and humane. Should you grow up? Absolutely, but keep what works for you and what fits for you and your life. Be who you are meant to be. We all continue to grow up in some form while we are living. We learn daily and change daily. Life is about change and about finding our path. What is the use of this innocence or naivete, you ask? Well, it takes many shapes and forms. For example, Ruby Bridges is quoted with saying, racism is a form of hate. We pass it on to our young people. When we do that, we are robbing children of their innocence. Perhaps it seems trivial thought or quote to some, but in fact, when we look at it, it is incredibly important. What we do when we teach or preach hate and intolerance is take away the innocence from people. It doesn't matter who the hate is directed to. It removes innocence and we feel a bit more jaded and distrustful. Some of us feel pain every time we see these expressions of hate towards someone, whether it be race, religion, orientation, or what have you. We see it, and yet somehow, with all the hate, anger, intolerance, and lack of judgment we see every day and in the news feeds, we fight with everything we have not to let that stop us from celebrating the differences between us and hoping and working towards making this a better world. It doesn't matter what religion, race, or orientation people have. People are people. If we cannot respect ourselves and each other, how are we to form a cohesive and healthy world? Life is not about battling each other, but supporting and uplifting each other to make for a better future. There's already enough hate out there. I've always found myself drawn to people who seem to have kept that little spark of innocence. They have kept it no matter what the obstacles, and they keep getting up when life tosses them to the ground. Sometimes they forget, as we all can. However, their spark glows like a firefly in the night. It is a beacon to others in this cold and weary planet full of distress and disorder. As Eartha Kitt is credited with saying, innocence is one of the most exciting things in the world. Of course, I often feel it is the most undervalued thing as well. The secret is finding the balance that allows you to see the good, understand the bad, and keep a clear conscience and heart. If you think it is easy, then you won't understand the question nor the answer. It requires being able to be humble, to question yourself and the world around you, while still wanting to find the world to be a better place and believing that it can be. The reality of this spark I talk about being an important aspect was acknowledged by Albert Schweitzer, who is credited with saying, "At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from other people. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us." What is that flame made up of? At least I like to think it's part kindness, part pure humanitarian love, part innocence, naivete, and part wanting to make a difference for another human being in this rocky ocean we call Earth. Whether you agree with me or not, I hope it makes you think. Thanks for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching, because we're always working on something. Thank you. Blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Smashwords. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Thank you for listening or reading. Bye for now.